This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Blood-Curdling Tales of Terror, the horror show RPG that we do here. And I'm very happy to be here today because we got a rock and roll tale that we are telling, and it's called Rock with the Devil. I'm your host and your GM, and we're going to be playing some fun games today. And folks, you can actually interact with us and help change the story. It's very simple. For $25, hashtag demon, you can make a demon appear, and you can say what that demon looks like. At $50, you can create a custom weapon and give it to any of our rock and rollers. And that weapon will have 1/10 the damage of the amount. So, for example, if you give a $50 weapon or a $60, we will then make it that you add a +6 to that weapon on the D20. At $75, there's a vision and what we will call a satanic vision. And it must be described. That's something our players will see. Is it real or are they tripping out? And at $100, you can disrupt the game and you become the GM describing what is happening. And also, every time we reach 250, our rock and rollers have to sing one of their songs. Let's hope we get all that. So ladies and gentlemen, let us begin our tale of Rock with the Devil. We open up in 1972. The band Rebel Hell has just ended a hell of a show, and they're on the road in the desert between Nevada and California. The band consists of Maxim Throne, bass player, Patty Wilson, the merch girl and driver of the van, Queen F, lead singer, and finally, Carol Water Peaks.
Coral
Water Peaks. Drummer, occasionally background singer. Now you may be asking yourself, wait a minute, where's the guitar player? Well, that's the beauty of this band. They go from town to town recruiting local guitarists, and that's how they fill the venue.
Yeah.
So as the van drives in the middle of the desert, we are opening up. It's dark. It is nighttime. The stars are twinkling. There's a couple clouds in the sky. The radio is on, but it's not playing music. It is talking about the news of the day. We're still in the heart of Vietnam. More movies and interesting art is happening in the world. Richard Nixon is still president. What a scary time we are in. I'm going to go over to Patty. Patty, as the driver, how long have you been doing this? What have you been doing?
This is actually my first year with this band. I've been touring around America for a couple years now. I had to leave England. My parents were these stiff upper class people. They totally didn't get my desire to travel, my wanderlust. So I'm out here with my backpack full of merch. I can customize any of it to your band name. And today, all of my merch says Rebel Hell. So I've been doing this for less than a year. These guys are all right though. They're fine. It's all right. Yeah.
Queen F, you're the lead singer of this band.
Yeah.
How does it feel? What is life like for you being the lead singer and 19 in such a tumultuous time?
It's like, I am the Queen F. Like, everyone wants to F. You know what I'm talking about? Like, everyone, boys and girls, they're loving the Queen F. I'm just in the forefront. We're forefront.
Coral Water Peaks, you've kind of come and gone in this band. You're not an original member. Your father is more prominently in the band, but he's on a bit of a sabbatical at the moment. And often you step in at these points, and this is one of those points.
Yeah, no, it's because I'm a real big fan of Rebel Hell, like super big. And, you know, Dad can't be here, which, you know, really, you know, kind of sucks. But, you know, old man's doing his thing. That's his journey, everything. This is my journey to fill in the holes when he's gone again. But it's fine because, hey, now I'm drumming. I'm the main drummer, and I'll do whatever else is needed, like vocals and whatever. Except I don't like how Queen F looks at me sometimes. Well, otherwise than that, we're all good, man.
It's, I mean, I don't like it when you sing when I'm singing, because it takes some power away from me.
It's backup vocals. I'm backing you up. That's all it is, it's Queenie. Fine.
There is a little drama in the band, actually, I forgot to mention.
That's fine. Now, you might be asking yourself right now, faithful viewer, 18, 19, 19, this must be a teen band. You would be so very wrong, because sitting on the bass, the professional, the man who has been through it many a times, Maxim Throne.
Yeah, je m'appelle Maxim Throne. I'm from Switzerland, and that means I have a French and German accent, so it's going to be real fun. Yeah, I've just been playing bass my entire life, and it's just this thing I do, you know? It is the way I see the world. I explore the rhythms, and I look for the world, and I want to rock and roll and do all the drugs I can before I die.
It sounds like you've done a lot already.
I've done so many drugs, yeah.
It's the only way to live. I mean, you have to take everything, otherwise you're filled with nothing, right?
Yeah, if it grows in the dirt or if it's made in a laboratory, it's good for you. That's true.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true at all, actually.
That's true.
Okay, well.
My dad's a doctor. I agree
to disagree. Yeah.
Now, Patty, as a driver, you see a road sign, and it says, this many miles to Las Vegas.
My last donation for a while. No. It will not be Iron Man. I am not saying aliens, but aliens. Hashtag weapon. Someone in the band may find a Giver bio boosted armor with fully functional Comrol Medallion. The infection will be painful. Then rock on.
Alright. So, someone in the band has a Giver bio boosted armor with fully functional control medallion? But the infection is going to be painful. I'm going to give that to Coral.
Yes.
I feel like she'd be best with a...
We do have multi-uses,
alien,
you could say.
Alien rock suit.
I've got an alien rock suit.
And that was it's 50, so put D20 plus 5 on that when you use it. So, Patty, you're the driver of the van, and you know there's a sign on the road. It says, this many miles to Las Vegas, which is a party town. This many miles to Los Angeles, which is what the next destination is. What do you want to do? Do you want to tell... the group, do you want to see what they want to do? Are you going to be determined on your way to Los Angeles?
I'm going to keep going to Los Angeles because I've got a lot of t-shirts, a lot of slap bracelets, and a lot of pins to sell.
Okay.
Can't sell them without a show.
So amongst you, Coral, you have the second most knowledge. I'm going to have you roll your D20.
16.
Okay, and is that with the plus one on the knowledge?
17.
So you see the sign. You see the Las Vegas, Los Angeles sign as well as it's passing you by. Do you want to say anything? Do you want to try and be like...
Hey!
I'm driving!
Yeah, but we're not going to go to Vegas?
Vegas is way off course. You want to get to the next show?
Okay, I know that this is like a merch thing, isn't it? It's one of your merch things. All right, my dad has been in so many bands, and therefore I've been in so many bands. And I'm just telling you, we need to stop at Vegas. It is only 4 hours away from LA, and we will like triple our merch sales.
How are you figuring that, tripling merch
because
sales?
Like,
what's the math?
There's like so many people in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they love rock and roll there.
And, you and they're dumb. They'll buy anything.
And there's so many like different drugs there, and that makes people buy more stuff.
If you're a rock star, they will give you anything for free.
It's true.
It's true. My dad says the same thing.
Yeah, your dad. All right. I once saw your dad. Someone you gave your dad a horse.
So I'll pull over in Vegas if you guys put on a show. So I can sell some of your stupid pins.
I'll tune up my bass.
Hey, I'll play and bass. Rock anywhere, anytime.
It's a big bass. It's just...
It's whatever. I do most of the work in the band, bass. So no
Las
one asked
Vegas
me, though. All right.
Whoa!
Why are you just playing bass? Why are you just playing bass?
You almost made peanut butter.
Max, I'm going to have you roll a d20 against your strength.
Okay. to see if I can play a bit. Nope, two. Oh,
five, you're sliding as well.
I grab peanut butter because she's sliding all around. She doesn't have a seatbelt on.
Who is peanut butter?
Peanut butter is my dog. It's like the pan dog. I've had her since I was 10. She's like 7 years old. And she's a Rottweiler long hair collie mix. She's gorgeous.
I believe it.
So, okay, so you, Fatty, you've turned the band and you're heading on your way to Vegas. Now the chaos has kind of died down. It's about 10, 11 o'clock at night at this point. And you are the only car on the road. So at this point, as you're heading down, you suddenly hear a loud as one of the tires is blown. And you start hearing boop, 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 boop. You guys notice? Do you want to say anything about that?
Excuse me, Patty, why are you such a bad driver? Like, what is happening right now?
That has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that you guys bought shitty tires for this van.
I got them from my uncle.
Well, your uncle's shitty.
Ugh, I know.
Your uncle sells couches. And you bought tires from him.
He sells a lot of things. He's a businessman. And he taught me how to sing.
We sell enough merch to at least have gotten like some Firewalls or Goodyear or something. Does anybody want to take like a drug break while Maxim changes the tire?
Yes!
Drug break!
Between the velvet lies, there's a truth that's hard as steel, yeah. The vision never dies, life's a never ending, we'll say. Holy diver, you're the star of the masquerade, no need to look so afraid, hashtag demon.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Hashtag demon! Oh, God. Wait, it's the 70s! No hashtags exist!
Patty, you step out of the van, then you gotta change the tire. And the spare tire is located like underneath the van, underneath the body of the van. So as you get down to start pulling it out, you notice there's no spare tire.
Guys?
What? We're taking
drugs. We're taking a drug break.
There is no spare tire.
Oh, bummer, what? Man.
Who is in charge of equipment?
Oh, that was Maxim.
Yeah, so that was Maxim.
Yeah, I instead of a spare tire, I bought more drugs.
Oh, we that's needed understandable. Them. That's super understandable.
Where are they now?
Yeah, we're smoking them right now.
Oh.
Also this bag labeled pills.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have to flag someone down to get a ride now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's
the road from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. There's going to be someone
so
on the
well
road.
Traveled, you see I'm sure.
I can't go out there. I'm too hot. And then I'm going to get abducted. So,
oh, hey, you know what? No problem. My dad has been in this situation numerous times, like buses break down. I know exactly how to flag somebody down to help us.
And you're not as hot as me, so
you're
it's
about
a better
to flash
risk.
An ankle
it's
on.
Better.
What? Yeah, she goes.
Now, keep in mind, again, it is 11 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. and it is a pitch black road.
Oh.
I'm just going to get out. I'm a little high.
One of those lighters you're using to light those doobies, could you use that to flag down a vehicle?
Yeah, use my hairspray and you can make like a firebomb.
Make a flamethrower.
Oh my god, that is wrong.
Make a flamethrower. That'd be so cool.
So I'm gonna have Queen F and Patty are both gonna roll D20s.
No.
I'm going to suggest we wait until we see a car.
That's not great.
What'd you get, Katie?
Four,
and your knowledge is
Oh, so it's seven total.
Seven total knowledge. Okay, seven. Queen F, roll the D20.
Oh,
shit. Ooh. This is a six. Oh, you're minus one.
Minus one is five.
Five.
I'm not very smart.
Patty wins this argument of, like, we're not going to make a flamethrower.
Let's not make a flamethrower. We've got a lot of hairspray. Let's not.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, man.
I didn't even think about that.
Maxim, you were saying earlier to perhaps wait.
Oh, yeah, maybe we wait until we see a car, or we can just listen, sometimes when you're in a rock band, you spend the night in the van, and we just sleep in the van.
We have to get to Vegas to sell a show so I can sell my merch.
Okay.
Well,
as you all start discussing, you notice in the distance headlights.
Somebody get your light around.
There's three more.
Okay. Wait. Do we have any flares? I can light it with the lighter.
No, I sold the flares for drugs.
Wait.
Drugs are really good, though.
No, get peanut butters out there to distract
him. Peanut butters out the van. I'll flag down the car.
We have to steal this guy's tire.
The car's getting closer and closer as you guys are.
I get out of the van and I'm next to the van like, hey! So wait!
Help us! I'm inside the van, but I need you to help us. I'm not going out there. I'm too hot.
I'm using my dad's technique of like standing slightly three quarters.
Wow. I remember reading about that technique in a book.
Okay, yeah. Coral, roll a d20.
Whoa.
Wait, am I?
No, just basically.
14.
Dance is pretty good. It's a pretty good dance.
I'm gonna start playing a sweet bass riff to see if it'll get them to stop.
Okay. Roll a d20.
Yeah. 11.
It's okay. It's an okay baseline.
I'm tuning it up.
You might be a little too stoned.
I'm gonna pull out a white t-shirt and start flapping it like a flag.
Queen F, what do you want to do?
I'm going to take my clothes off. And I'm going to ask him if he wants to come inside, and then we steal the tires.
Okay.
We steal them.
Roll a D20.
This is my game.
What'd you get? You literally start trying to pull your shirt off and then fall asleep as the darkness hits you. And just lie in the back of the van, snoring with the shirt over your face. So as the car comes passing you by, you're dancing, you're playing a bass riff, you're with the t-shirt, Queen Eve is snoring in the back. As the car drives by, the figure looks at you, smiling with red eyes.
Oh, no. No.
And points to the three of you. And just keeps on driving.
Did anybody else see that? Was it just me?
Did it work?
No, was that just me?
Did it work?
That was gnarly. Yes. Real gnarly.
Everyone
guys.
Saw that, right?
Yeah, it's not cool, man.
What happened?
Oh. I would say it's because you guys are high, but I absolutely saw that too.
No, that was terrifying. What was it? I was sleeping.
It was like a demon face at the window of that car.
Like glowing red eyes.
Just high.
Some old guy with red eyes.
It's high.
Yeah, it's.
You're high.
Maybe we can push the van.
I'm not high.
To the next town. Put it in neutral and push
literally
it.
Literally tried to take your shirt off and fell
asleep.
The
engine, the battery isn't died. The tire is broken.
I'm not asleep.
As you guys are discussing, you slowly. I'm actually gonna have. Patty, you're noticing as they're debating, you start noticing there's this chanting. It's pretty distant, but you're definitely hearing it. Max, I'm going to have you roll with your 20.
11.
You notice Patty's like kind of perking up.
Is there a concert going out here in the middle of the desert?
Well, what's going on? What do you hear?
I can hear. It sounds like music, but it's people singing rhythm. It's almost like chanting.
Oh, weird.
That sounds weird. That sounds crazy.
And now, because it's been talked about, now all of you start hearing this like, oh.
Everybody hears
Lord,
that, right?
Sounds like people for the Lord. Doing it outside.
You think that's what doing it sounds
like? Yeah,
like,
Maybe it's
they're doing it.
Backwater gospel or something. They're saying for the Lord. But it's people. Let's just go get a tire.
Yes, they must have tires.
They must have cars.
Or like, you know, here, right? A tow truck, and then we can get a tire.
You're all on board to go to the chanting.
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's go. Let's go to the chanting. Car.
Okay, let me grab some drugs first.
Yeah. Okay.
We gotta take some with us.
Why do you have to number?
I just need coding.
What if they're cool and we need to give some
coral? I'm gonna have you roll a d20.
It's so annoying. All the money I make, you spend on stuff I don't even consume.
Five.
What'd you get?
Five for me. I'm rolling terrible.
It's not great.
And then Coral, what'd you get?
Nine.
I think it's a six.
That's a six. No, that's the six. It's a nine.
Oh,
nine and a five. Okay, you guys go into the van to get the drugs, and it's just a bunch of empty baggies.
Oh, no!
Oh, what? The drugs!
No!
Ah, what do I
Jeff, where are all the drugs?
What happened to the drugs? The bag marked pills is empty.
Did we take all those?
You may have taken all of them. Yeah. Stop looking at me.
You
I don't even
threw
use
them
it.
Away.
Did you do
away.
Something?
You're so
to
paranoid.
Our drugs,
you're paranoid.
I'm paranoid when I'm
high.
Not on drugs.
Wait, everyone, see if you're super high. Do that thing where you roll your neck. And if you're
oh
high, it's really weird.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. What?
Queen okay. F. Coral.
Really high.
Queen yeah. F. Coral and Maxim roll D20.
Oh my god, paralyze someone.
Four. All right, I'm no longer.
Don't touch my
I'm
D20.
No longer oh, rolling that D20.
Oh, oh four.
Queen okay. F.
Seven.
Wow.
Your guys' heads don't so much turn as much just kind of stop in one place. Okay. And then you just listen to the wind.
Whoa.
So Patty, you're kind of done with this. You're like, we got tire.
The wind.
I'm going to jack up the car before we leave so we can change the tire out right quick when
she
we get
said
back.
Jack up.
Oh, gosh.
At least we still got our high.
Oh yeah, you're 19, that would be funny to you.
It's funny!
Yeah, I get
you're
it.
Old. You're gross and old.
I will outlive all of you.
Probably.
I respect you, Max, because, you know, you rolled with my dad.
Yeah, your dad's a cool guy.
So as the cars get jacked up and you guys start walking towards the chanting, do you guys take anything with you?
I've got my backpack with all my merch in it. I'm never leaving that anyways.
I have my retainers.
I've got big bag purse and I've got peanut butters walking next to me.
I have my bass guitar and I
and
have...
my drumsticks.
You got my studded
I
microphone
never leave
too.
Without my drumsticks.
I have extra guitar strings and a lighter and then steel-toed boots.
I've got a little mini drum that I carry with me just in case I want to do a riff.
You guys can't bring that much stuff. Like, we're literally walking.
I said I have a purse.
We're walking outside.
Yeah.
I don't know why you brought it outside. I brought my retainer and my friggin' microphone.
I always have backup strings for my bass guitar.
Yeah, my dad said always take a little drum with you. With your drumstick.
Okay, you guys are way more high than me.
Patty
I'm like
is 40 feet ahead.
Wait, Patty, wait.
Wait, come
we're
on.
Patty, wait, Patty.
Come
so,
on, peanut
butters.
A lighter is too much stuff.
It's dark, yeah. It's dark for a little while as you guys are walking, and then slowly you start to see like a light in the distance. Not headlights, though, but it's a light in the distance. Patty, I'm going to have you roll a d20. Again, with your knowledge.
Six with plus three.
So nine. Okay. Yeah. You along with everyone else can't quite make out what the light. It's probably a flame, but you can't see what what's in there. You know, it's not super clear.
No, it's quite possible I might need glasses. What is that?
Maybe it's a cool party.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
That'd be really nice.
I need some mollies.
So
is that what they're called? Or ecstasies?
So the chanting gets louder and louder and louder. As you start to get closer and closer, you're about 20 feet.
Oh!
It's
a weird sound of desert.
A hashtag weapon appears, carved for the severed horn of a demon. It is a pick of destiny.
Oh!
So the pick of destiny, carved from the severed horn of a demon, I will be giving that to the bass player.
Okay. All right.
So, and that was 50, so it's a d20 plus 5 is nice. The amount of damage that can do.
Crazy.
Oh.
Game. You got a brown
pick of D.
Yeah.
And so you're about 20 feet away, and that's when it starts to become clear that this flame is pretty big. It's like, and there is about 20 to 30 people all wearing black robes, and they're the ones who are chanting. So at this point, do you guys want to keep proceeding forward, or do you want to see what's going to happen?
Everybody get down low.
Wait, why? Why?
You,
why
there's a freaking cult over there. Do you not see that? Here, a black t-shirt in my bag. Everyone put this around your head.
I was in a cult once.
Put a mask
wait,
on.
Wait, really?
So can't see
yeah,
you.
I escaped.
I just want to let everyone know a demonic pick just appeared in my hand. But I'm going
what?
To keep on to it.
Really, yeah. Don't touch anything that has the name demonic.
Yeah, why do you have that?
How do you know
demons
demonic?
Are freaking awesome. How do I know what you sing?
It's true. It's true.
Well,
how
do you know it's
okay,
demonic?
You know, since we're like coming clean, this like infection is like all on the side of my arm. I have no idea, but it
really. I told
really...
you not to sleep with groupies.
I haven't actually gone all the way with anyone yet.
How did you what? Get that infection then?
Hey, I said I haven't gone all the way.
Yeah, it's like
I've got everything
I thought we all
else.
Slept with each other and get
As you guys continue
band.
To argue, you know, these guys in black cloaks are bringing somebody out. Nude young man who's plastered against what looks like basically something the size of a wooden door.
Oh, wow.
Look at that man. He's in the Stalkers. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen something like this before, yeah.
And we've never seen anything like this in
Remember
Europe.
Who was that vampire bar?
Yeah, they're going to have sex with that guy in front of
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
The
well,
chanting,
you know, watching is cool.
The chanting grows louder and louder and louder as they place this man down near the flame. And someone you can perceive is probably the leader because he's got giant horns coming out of the top of his hood.
Probably the leader.
Horns. I think that guy's the king.
Yeah.
Walks forward, outstretching his arms, and when he does, his robe opens up, revealing just
oh, wow.
the most ripped body.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Wait, can he Whoa. Come with us? Can we bring him onto the bus?
I mean, he's got
Queen
three
F, do you,
sweet
do
horns
you
going on there.
I want to try to get him onto the bus.
Queenie, oh my God, can you keep anything in your pants?
Roll a D20. This is not surprising from Queen F. All
right, I got 7.
You got 7. All right, so you try and get up. Patty, do you want to try and stop her?
Yeah, I'm going to grab it. Can you not go? No, I know he's beautiful, but you're going to get us killed.
Well, it's too bad. I'd rather die in this guy's arms than on this stupid bus.
I can't die. I've still got 15 pins left to sell.
Well, I'm sorry. You can sell them in hell.
What about the slap bracelets?
You
know
can
those
sell
belong
those
in heaven. Those belong in heaven for sure.
So,
you
Pat,
know
you're able to hold Queen Em down. She's trying to kind of get
Come
to
on,
this,
Patty. Why are you so strong?
This ripped, horned man.
Wow. Do you Yo, think we're, that, this is about to be an orgy?
Yeah, now? Definitely. I've been in many orgies, and this is how most
It
of them
would
start.
Have been. It would have been if she'd...
There's not as much food as you usually expect at an orgy, but that's fine.
So the man takes out a knife
Uh-oh.
And puts it into his arm and brings it down.
Oh, what?
Filling out blood.
Oh, I don't know. I can't get AIDS again.
He needs a tourniquet.
It's the 70s. We don't know what that is.
And he lifts up his arm and says, "This is for the sacrifice." And he grabs the nude man, plastered to the door, and puts his bloody arm against his mouth.
Oh no. It's like the vampire bar all over again.
Yeah. See, I've seen this all before. And right. As long as it's consensual, like, it's okay.
I was just about to say, can we, like, do a consent check real quick? Does it look like the younger guy's into
it's
it?
Only that tower were real.
Can we do a consent check?
Why would you do a consent check? It's not happening to you. It's happening to an NPC.
We got
it.
No, like,
we look at it. We look at it. Does it look like he's into it?
Let me see if this guy is enjoying his arm blood.
15. This is willing. He's
willing.
He's a willing sacrifice.
All right. Yeah, so it's cool.
Oh, wow.
So he's drinking the blood in, and then the leader reaches in and pulls out a giant knife. With a skull end on the tip.
Ooh,
jagged.
Awesome. Oh. I want that knife.
And he goes, "This is for the Lord." Jamming it into the chest of the nude man. Pulling down. Hands going in. Ripping open his chest. Grabbing his heart. Pulling it out. And holding it up to the cult. That starts chanting louder and louder and louder.
Okay, all right, these guys even remotely drive cars. They definitely flew here. We need to get out.
That was just too much.
I thought they didn't even have tires.
Exactly. They didn't drive here.
Does not matter how many six packs that guy has. We should get out of here.
I'm back.
No, this infection is spreading.
So, Patty, you start backing up. Coral, Maxim, and Queen F all roll a d20.
All right, I'm rolling a new d20.
Yeah.
Is that a d20?
Yeah.
Why is it so big?
14. They just have big ones.
Okay, Maxim, you're sneaking away. They're not hearing you.
All right. 13.
Why aren't we rolling the big one? I like it.
You're right behind Maxim. You're getting away pretty good.
I like the big one. 17!
Right. And you, like a stealth cat, start making your way. So you're all
sweeping me out.
I gotta go. Bye. Yeah,
you climb over Maxim.
I'm like, see you, Queenie.
So you guys start making your way back to the van. You've just seen this happen, but you're still hearing the chants. You're not. They're still close, obviously. So what do you guys want to do?
I'm gonna walk back towards the road, but I'm gonna look at the tire tracks of where they left the road and drove off into the desert.
Where the cult did? Mm-hmm. Okay. Roll d20 on your knowledge.
Ooh, 9.
It's a 12. So
well, it's 9 with the 3.
With the 3, yeah. So it's 9 with the 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a 6. So that's a 6. Plus
6
three.
Has a line under it. Yeah.
So I will. So.
I see.
You have this idea, but you mentioned it to the group, but you're looking around, you can't see the tire
tracks. We've got to find tire tracks to find out where the cars are parked, if they have any, if they didn't slide here on demons or brooms or whatever the hell these things are.
Patty, they could have came in, like, any direction. What I'm going to do is I'm going to remember my stellar memory, because my dad said I always remember everything. And I'm going to remember if we passed a town recently or if the other town is closer. So we know which way to run on the road. I'm gonna remember my stellar memory.
Roll on your knowledge. Roll a d20.
Super stellar, 9 memory, 9. That's with the 1.
You're just standing there, mouth agape, trying to remember a town.
I think it was.
And at this point, it's lasted so long that Maxim and Queen have you. She's not remembering.
Yeah, she's getting, the drugs are affecting her.
If I had some oxy, I'd try to kill myself right now.
You try and overdose on oxy?
Yeah, I can't listen to this anymore.
So, Max and Queen F, you heard the tire tracks plan? Yeah. You want to go with that, or do you want to have a new plan?
I'm going to use my bass and play it as sonar. And then I'm going to try and see if I can ping off of a building in the nearby.
See if I can find the town. Okay, roll a d20.
The old bass sonar.
Yeah. Yeah.
That old biscuit.
Yeah, no, I rolled a 9.
So as you start playing the bass, you notice.
Or as I would say, I rolled a no. A 9.
That's German. I get it. Yeah.
As you start
Swiss. So I speak German and French. I'm about.
You can't get both languages.
So as you as you start playing the bass, you notice that the chant has suddenly stopped because they might have heard it.
Wait, did everybody hear it stop? Well, yeah. I don't hear it anymore.
I must have killed them with my bass play.
Oh yeah.
New idea. How about we just go and we beat them all up and take their map?
Did you see how many of them there were?
What?
Way more than us.
How many of them were there?
There were way more than us.
My drugs are still wearing off, so my perception isn't off. Awesome.
I think we should all we should take 3 of them, or 4 of them, and we should steal their robes and just pretend like we're part of their party.
I thought we tried to do that 30 minutes ago.
No, you tried to fuck the horn guy.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, you tried to have sex with that man.
She was horny for
labs.
The horny guy. Yeah. Yeah.
That was until he ripped that guy apart, you know.
Yeah, that was not.
So, he turned from a 10 to a 7.
So you guys want to try to go back to the cult and take out 3 of the members?
I don't think that's
I'm throwing out ideas. Or we could just walk down this road.
If you want to attract a few of them over, how about one of you start banging on the van horn and a couple of them will come over? They won't send everyone.
The cult members won't have tires, but they can carry us.
Are you... What? This is not... No.
We never want to hear more about this idea.
They can carry us to LA.
Yes, sacrifices.
Yes, Las Vegas. We pretend to be that part of them, and then they'll end up bringing us to probably another cult area in Los Angeles.
They probably
have a van or something. We can get in their van.
All we have to do is walk to the nearest town, and any second I'll remember which way that is. Any second.
I say we can just walk down the road. There was a car that went down. We just followed
down
the
road. Yeah, with a demon face in it.
Yeah, but it's one guy versus a cult of
all. That was just one guy with a demon face.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's walk towards Vegas. I mean, there's
yeah. If we walk towards Vegas, we'll find someone.
Okay, Batty, as the more level-headed one, you're hearing Maxim's idea about just walking down the road. You could still also try to look for the tire tracks, but what do you think?
I think we're going to do both. I think we're going to start walking down that road, and we're going to keep an eye on the edge of that road for where those tires, those car vehicle things went.
Yeah,
in it.
Okay, so
I'm gonna play a drum beat for us to have walking music sick on,
just like
sounds sick.
Rocking.
It's like yeah, we're going.
Yeah,
weird marching tune.
We're going. Going down the rebel yell. Oh shit.
The hashtag demon of terrible accents has been summoned.
Oh, dear.
So as you guys start making your way down the road,
terrible.
Your car headlights are just dimming more and more, but you're hearing the chanting a little bit less, too, so you are getting away from it. You are drumming. when suddenly, in the middle of the road, you see, like, what a little figure. A little man. Maybe about 3 feet tall, standing there, looking at you. And all you see is the white smile in his mouth.
You see that, right?
That looks like my ex.
Everyone sees that, right?
Everyone
sees that.
I know. He just looks familiar to me. It looks like I had sex with him.
A 3 foot person?
Yes.
Patty, what do you want to...
Don't question me.
You're seeing this.
I can't tell if that's real or not, so I'm going to throw this guitar pick at it.
Roll for that.
Damage or what?
No, not damage.
Yeah.
Because automatic hit.
Technically, it's a weapon. 11.
11? 6. Okay, you. Oh, so it is a weapon for you.
It is, but that's okay. I can just use it as a test.
Okay. So, it hits him in the head, and his head slightly turns, almost like a dog that heard something. As he looks at you.
That's real. That's physical. That is not an illusion.
Ooh.
I'm not getting a contact tire from you guys. That's a demon in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Is this normal for America?
Should we run it over? Oh, with our feet? No, it's
just you can charge it if you want to. Go for it, Queen.
Should we kick it?
Let's just
walk. Can I kick it? You can kick
why
it.
Why don't we just walk past him?
So that's a good idea. Okay, so I'm going to have you guys roll your fear level. So the way the fear level works... Roll a d20. If you roll over a 10, your fear level goes up by 1.
This is when we need
when your fear level reaches 5, you are incapacitated with fear for the round. Ooh, must roll below a 10 next round to reach. So, all you roll a d20 and tell me what number you got.
7.
1.
4.
That's good.
That's good. You want to roll bad on this one.
Hey!
Oh, 7. Oh, yay!
Everyone's still too intoxicated.
So, what was it? 7, 4?
Everyone was under 10, yeah.
No, I know, but what was it?
7, 1.
4.
7.
7 more, 4, 7. Okay, so cool. It's going to go in order of numbers lowest to highest. So who had the 1?
Queen.
So Queen, what do you want to do?
I want to kick him.
Want to kick him?
Yeah.
That's 0 fear. That's good.
Yep.
All right, so roll a d20. See how you do.
Okay. Come on. Ah, 19.
Nice. 3. So you walk up and you just plow this little thing in the face like, oh, why did you do that?
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Oh no!
Why are you standing in the middle of the road?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, why would you even do that? What if you were like standing next to
me? Oh my god! Oh my god, I just kicked like a little person in the face. I'm so bad.
Okay, my dad always said be good to other people.
Oh my god.
Who had the 4?
Why did you do that?
What do you want to do? I'm good. Like, oh, sorry, by the way, first of all,
yeah,
he took a damage of 3.
That's
like,
it?
Kid, I'm so sorry.
Is that emotional damage or physical damage?
I'm so sorry, kid.
Another kid, you fuck!
What?
It's a leprechaun.
Wait, are you Irish now?
I've got so many bosses.
Oh, no!
I broke my fucking nose.
Oh, no.
What?
You
kicked a tiny Irish person.
Oh no! Guys, I feel so bad about this.
Listen, Maxim, do you want to keep going with the attack?
What's
your initiative? What do you want to do?
Bandage him up?
I'll pick him up by the shoulders and be like, we are so sorry.
I'm going to have you roll.
Is it a strength roll?
Yep.
All right. That's a 19.
19? Three? You pick him up like way too high.
We are so sorry! Please calm down!
Okay, and he's like, all right, just put me down.
I drop him.
Okay. He took another 3 damage.
Oh my gosh.
His ankle cracks.
Oh no!
You guys need to stop doing so much cocaine. You're way too strong. You're killing this man.
Oh, am I really strong?
Coral, you're next. What do you want to do?
Oh, you poor person. We're sorry. We need a tire, or we need to like have a lift to the next town. Can you help us? So sorry about your nose and ankle.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have you roll on knowledge and use that as a persuasion.
Guys, we're awful.
knowledge. 15.
I got a 17. So he looks at you. As you say, you need help, all the tie, everything. And these little horns start to poke out of the top of his head.
Oh, no.
Another one!
Nope.
Patty, what do you want to do?
I'm going to take a black t-shirt out of my bag, run over, throw it over his head and tie it, and then run away.
Oh, okay. Suffocate it, yeah.
Okay, roll for it.
Tied in a t-shirt to suffocate.
17.
7. Okay. So you put the shirt on and you tie it on and he starts just trying to claw. He's like, I'll fucking kill you! I'll fucking kill you in your face, you fuck! And he's trying to grab at you and the little horns go out of the shirt. And he starts to grow in size.
Oh, no.
Getting taller and taller as you're...
I'm already running with the backpack.
Patty!
No!
What do you three want to do?
All right.
Kill it! Kill it! It's getting bigger.
All right, let's...
we heard it.
So yeah, going back to Queen F with the initiative. Actually, hold on, sorry. He's got to go to see what he does.
Oh yeah. What's he going to do to us?
18. So he definitely does it to number 3, which is Coral. Because that was the order. So as he starts to grow, he turns and just tries to swat at you. Whoa. So roll a d20. Against your strength.
Yikes.
2.
Wait. Oh. The d20 is 3 minus 1, so 2. My strength is 14, so 16.
Okay.
No, that's your strength modifier.
What?
Isn't it? Oh, never mind.
Well, your initial strength is 14, but it'd still be d20 minus 1.
Which
so
is 3 for 2. So 14 plus. Did I not do that right?
I think you did it right, yeah. So he tries to swat at you. He grazes you.
Like, uh-huh!
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he just grazed the infection, which feels like it's on fire now.
So now
it's
over,
like throbbing and purple.
Oh, no.
So now over to Queen F, what do you want to do?
Oh. I want to cut his arm off.
All right, using what?
My studded microphone.
Okay. Roll your d20.
Got it. 9.
7. So you do hit.
Yeah.
You hit him. Roll a d6 plus 5. That will tell the microphone damage.
Okay, so 9.
9. Okay, so you hit him, and it doesn't go all the way through. It doesn't completely chop the arm off, but it's enough that it like takes a good chunk out of it.
Yeah.
So, Maxim, you're next.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to bite my thumb so that blood comes out, and I will take out the pick of destiny, and I will strum my bass guitar to liquefy his insides with a sonic bass riff.
All right, roll a d20.
And you said it was d20 plus 5 for this pick?
Yeah.
All right, so that is 12.
I got a 1.
Yeah.
So, describe what you do.
I bite my thumb, blood pours down my hand, and the pick of destiny, it just soaks up all of the blood, and then I just start playing a sweet bass riff, just dun 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 dun.
So as you're playing this,
you see that, yeah,
you see just from the bottom his pants fall, his liquid guts are coming out from the bottom. You keep playing.
Yeah, keep it up. I get closer to him.
No, stop, mean saints.
I just keep going.
Coral, what do you want to do as you see this happening?
Well, Peanut Butters didn't like it that the little alien, not the little demon guy,
little
took
demon?
A swat at me.
Okay.
So Peanut Butters is going after him.
And what's Peanut Butters' modifiers?
Peanut Butters, she's a D20 plus 4.
D20 plus 4. Great. So roll your D20. See if Peanut Butters hits.
Damn it, Peanut Butter.
Oh, Peanut Butter.
She gets a total of 6.
15. So Peanut Butter rolls over but gets distracted by the guts and starts lapping it up.
Oh, no! Peanut Butter! No!
Now,
no.
Patty, you've been running.
Yeah.
And you started hearing the bass playing. So up to you. Do you turn around?
I'm going to stop and turn around and look and see what's going on.
Okay, so then when you... So you stop, you turn around, and you see just that this little person has now grown to about like 7 feet tall, and you see a dog lapping up liquid guts that have been falling out of the bottom of this demon with a microphone stuck in its arm.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to go in my backpack. I'm going to pull out a snap bracelet. I'm going to straighten it out, and I'm going to throw it at this guy, and it's going to go around his body and contain him and drop him on the ground.
Okay. Roll your d20.
16.
16, I got an 11. So it goes and goes, and it hits him, wraps him up, and he falls to the ground.
Ah, oh, nice.
Hiya! Snap, snap.
Got him.
$5.
Stomp him to death.
So, oh, do you want to stomp him to death, or do you want to try and get any information out of him?
Oh, let's get some info from him.
Yeah.
Okay. I can use my studded microphone.
Okay.
I'm grabbing peanut butters then.
See with him.
It's magical.
2, he definitely wants to tell you some stuff.
Oh, great. So peanut butters, no! No!
Queen F, it's your turn. What do you want to ask him? What do you want to do?
I want to ask him who these people are and if they have any tires.
Quest for tires is the name of this campaign. Oh,
we gotta get to Los Angeles.
Las Vegas.
Roll a d20.
Well, we gotta get to Vegas and then Los Angeles.
roll your d20.
Ooh!
20.
2.
Gotta know about those tires, man. Tell us.
Yeah, they got tires. They had to drive out here. Of course, they got tires. You stupid bitch.
Well, where are they?
They're on the cars. They're down the road. You cannot beat us. You cannot beat my lord.
Who is your lord?
We are the masters of light, and we will bring about the end of this pitiful world with our own living universe. We have been left forever, but now we are anew.
Righteous.
Have you even heard music before?
Yes!
I thought we could, like, melt his heart with our sweet tunes, but...
I literally melted his guts with my sweet tunes.
Oh, I guess not.
Ask him what... He's, like, very forthcoming. Let's, like, ask him his weaknesses and if they have
any
drugs.
Actually Maxim's turn if he wants to ask a question.
Okay, yeah. What is your suggestion, Kara?
I was like, ask him if he has weaknesses and if they have any drugs.
Yeah, how do we stop you guys? And are you holding...
Roll your d20.
You're rolling dirty, dude.
So that is a 15?
12.
No, we have no need for drugs. Our blood is pure.
Bummer.
Pure?
But the best way to defeat us is probably by killing the leader.
Oh, that makes the most sense. All right, so where is he? Tell us.
Coral.
Oh. Hey. Cool. So your leader, I'm guessing, was that three-horned guy. So
he had two horns.
He was three horns.
Is that your question?
What? No. No. All right. All right, little dude. Big that turned into a big dude. Where is your? Wait. We know where the leader is. What should I ask?
Patty, do you have any idea what should we ask?
How to defeat the leader?
Yeah. How do you defeat the leader?
Well, we just kill him. We're gonna. How do we defeat your leader?
Roll a d20.
Tell I don't him. Feel like this is going to go well. Oh. So 13 was my roll with my modifier. My knowledge is 16. Knowledge modifier.
Okay.
He's but a man only for tonight, though. If what? He kills enough people, you'll never be defeated.
He's a man for tonight?
He's a man for tonight.
But if he kills enough people, he will never be defeated. So maybe because we're people, we shouldn't go towards him to give more people to kill.
Well, he will become more.
What if they already have like people like in a paddy wagon or something? Like they have them like ready to go, like a single line, and just kill them.
Yeah, it's like...
We gotta go kill this guy.
It's like he's having...
But first, let's stomp him to death.
A demon bar mitzvah.
Patty, what do you want to do? Do you want to ask a question? Do you want to leave him? Do you want to stomp him to death?
I'm going to take another t-shirt out of my bag, rip a rag out of it, choke him around his mouth, tie it up so he can't talk, stand him up by the back of his elbows because he's still got that thing wrapped around him. You're coming with us and you're going to tell us exactly how to take this guy down.
Okay, roll a d20.
Oh, but his guts are spilling out.
18.
4. So you stand him up, and as you do, his guts keep falling out.
No, take another t-shirt. No,
roll it into a ball, shove it in the hole. Tourniquet. Stop it. Stop the bleeding.
How is this guy still alive?
Roll a d20 on that.
9.
That's 17.
Peanut butter.
You just
no.
Shut him.
It's not working.
So much wetness! Yeah, oh god! It's wetter than the rain in England! God.
It's not sticking. It's like trying to put a wet sponge in a toilet clog.
Yeah, I think this guy is going to die very soon.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to make it to the leader.
Let's just get to the... Well, let's see if he has any, money on
him. For drugs!
Let's loot this guy.
And then we'll go kill the leader.
Okay, Coral, roll a d20 to see if you can check his pocket.
Give us
see what he's got on him.
Give us your fucking wallet.
10. My dad always said, roll someone when you have the chance.
So, I got a 13. 10. Here's the thing. He had little pants, and then when he grew out of them, he kind of ripped through them. So it's just kind of these like underwear with dangling pockets that you can clearly see there's nothing in
them. All right, this guy got nothing. Let's stomp him.
You know what's really bad? I just realized is we've killed this guy, and he's covered in our merchandise.
Oh!
Yes, that's awesome, because people are going to see a dead demon. And then they're going to see Rebel Hell all over.
They're
going to
think your marketing plan.
They're going to think it's the coolest
that's
thing
ever. That's a great twist.
That's great. Thanks, Dad.
I'm not your dad.
Thanks, Dad. I know, but you're so old. But you're so old.
Yeah, thanks, Papa Max.
I'm 33. It is.
So as you guys are discussing this, the demon falls to his knees.
Oh, oops.
Uh-oh.
Lays down on the dirt. And then just turns into dust.
Oh no! We can't
away,
take us.
Leaving,
oh, is his robe there?
What?
Leaving gross, wet merchandise in the middle of the desert.
Oh, this is unsellable.
Can I try
right?
and collect some of the dust?
Yeah, roll a d20 on dust collection.
I'm going to snort it.
Oh my god!
Oh, he said his blood was pure.
A 19.
Oh yeah.
Barty the Dark Wizard walks out of the darkness and taps one of Band on the shoulder, and says, "How can I be of service? Hashtag demon."
So you get down on your knees and you start snorting up this demon gook.
Max, is it any good?
And as you do, a figure in a long blue dark cloak walks out of the darkness.
Oh.
He says, "Hello."
Oh, shit.
"I am Barty.
How may I be of service? Trinkets for you?
And opens up his jacket, and you see a bunch of vials.
Am I the only one who sees this?
No, we see it.
I see it.
Patty.
I don't see anything.
I think we're still on acid.
Patty, there's another demon guy, and he's like, it looks like he's got drugs.
You're hallucinating. You're seeing a drug dealer because you're coming down from your high. This is why you shouldn't do drugs in the first place. It's altering your mind.
But I am seen by
those who believe. Anything you like.
Is he talking? Is that why you all stopped talking?
Yeah, he said anything we like.
Anything we like. You have Percocet?
Spare tire. Ask for a spare tire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, do you have a spare tire?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any coding?
I have many gifts to give, but only a fair trade for a fair trade.
We'll give you an old tire for a spare tire.
Are you making deals with a drug? All right.
I want the soul of that one.
And he points to Patty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What happened? We gotta get a tire, so we have to sell your
soul.
No,
don't tell her. Oh, no.
Excuse me?
We could have totally done that trade without her ever knowing. She can't see him.
Fuck. I am not selling my soul. I am staying pure. I've got the world to see.
Well, you...
Sell one of your disgusting, dirty, sullied souls.
He doesn't want ours.
Yeah, I'll give you my soul. My soul worth anything? I just snorted a demon dust.
It was long ago, but now no longer.
Oh.
I want the soul of a pure.
This asshole is insulting
me. Hey! Saying me and Queenie aren't pure?
You said you were upset. You said
I haven't gone all the way.
She hasn't gone
all
the way.
Everything else.
She's pure.
Patty's definitely had sex. Like, all sex.
Excuse me.
Isn't it because we do drugs and Patty doesn't?
Of course I don't do drugs. Drugs are awful.
Oh, great. We've got a
demons in the desert. Desert demons.
Okay, I say.
Desert demons from the drugs.
Let's stomp him to death and roll him for his drugs.
Yes!
Let's just do it.
And then you might be hallucinating. You might start attacking each other.
Wait, Patty, you get to keep your soul, we get the tire, and we get drugs that way.
Okay, as long as I get to keep my soul.
As these three are arguing about Patty, only you start to see them, Barty. They're seeing their own version of Barty. And Barty comes to you and goes,
if you kill all three of these, you can have your own band. No longer being the merchant. You now, Patty, have the Patty Van. Kill your friends.
I have a really bad feeling there may be a gas leak around here somewhere, guys. Because I'm seeing a demon now. I swear I'm not high. And he's telling me to kill you.
What? Hey, just so you know, we didn't trade your soul.
Killing you, am I? Look at my hands. They're right here.
I'm ready to die. Honestly, it's been a good life. 19 years. I'm surprised I'm not dead yet from all the drugs.
So what do you guys want to do? The three of you want to try?
Yeah, let's
stomp him. Patty, do you want to try and stomp him out? Patty, do you want to try and...
Just sacrifice me.
He doesn't want you. Queenie, not everybody wants you.
I don't want that one.
Everyone wants me.
Gross.
Oh my god.
This guy sucks.
I whip out a can of Aquanet because that's 70.
Yeah.
And a lighter.
Yes.
I've been waiting to do this.
I think now's a good time for a flamethrower.
and as I'm about to light this guy up, the infection that's on me like wraps itself on the hairspray can, like poised to strike out when I light it.
The infection suit?
The infection suit, which I didn't realize was a suit, but now it's everywhere.
All right, roll a d20.
Patty has to go into the bushes to pee.
See how this goes.
Is that okay?
Why would Rick wait till after this moment?
Okay. I'm about to explode everybody.
Queen F also does, but she also has to go pee forever and not come back very soon.
You got a 19.
I got a 9.
So you spray. Little did you know, fires make demons more powerful. As he begins to puff out and his hands extend and go,
The deal's still on the table.
That was just a sample of our awesomeness to you. Sorry.
Wait, I challenge you to a base competition.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
If
he puts his hand out and a fire base launches out of the ground.
Yeah.
Everything down to Nevada. Yeah.
Let's do this.
Here we go.
Roll a d20.
Yep. Oh, I'm using my pick of destiny, by the way. Oh.
Uh-oh.
It is a 10.
No, it is not. Is well, it?
No, it's a plus 5. D20 plus 5.
Oh, yeah. My pick it's of a destiny. 10.
I got a 20.
Okay, well,
so.
The band has a group hashtag vision. They see themselves all on a stage, finishing a performance, and as the crowd cheers them on, they get carried by buckets of barbecue sauce, and come to realize this audience are demons donning lobster bibs.
Okay, so, this Barty's bass playing is so majestic that it takes you guys away into a dream.
Okay.
And you suddenly realize you wake up and you're playing, you're on the stage, and it's you making this amazing music. Rocking out.
Sweet.
And as the show ends, lighters come out, held up in the air. And I want to know, because we hit 250, what's that song sound like? What's the audience going crazy over?
Which song? The metal song
that we're going like right now.
Is going ape over.
I will start giving a bass line
right now.
Oh,
what is it?
All right. Dun 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 dun.
I waited my whole life to see the stars. And I found myself on Mars.
Red Mars!
I like to murder.
Murder, death, kill!
Murder because I'm a rebel.
Rebel yell!
Rebel yell, rebel yell, rebel hell, rebel yell. Rebel go to Mars and kill everyone.
So as the song goes on, lighters start coming out, and it starts to rain. But the rain is not water. It's barbecue sauce.
Oh, man. This is great.
Does everybody see this? Does everybody taste that?
And you notice everyone in the audience is a little red demon.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. They're going to eat us.
No.
I knew this would happen.
But this is also the greatest concert ever.
Yeah.
And then, as you guys are noticing the demons, you're suddenly back in the desert. It's Barty just finishing up his bass line, looking at you and going, "That could be forever if you make the deal."
Oh.
Forever in sauce.
That was like the best barbecue sauce this side of Mississippi.
And it you were selling good. A bunch of shirts.
I like that it was
this
vinegary.
Killer concert.
Yeah. That was fun. So what is the deal? It's just her soul? That's all you want?
Hey.
But you just...
That's it. I mean, if that's all he wants.
Well, that's part of the deal.
Oh, so you're amending the deal.
Also, Queen F.
Oh.
Watch out.
Roll a d20.
Oh.
5.
19.
Ooh.
He says, watch out. And just as you get that knowledge... A hand bursts through the middle of your chest.
Oh,
ah!
It's the leader.
It's the leader with his horns as he lifts you up. Looks at the three of you and goes, "More sacrifices."
I told you we should have run the other way and they'll give him more sacrifices. That was going to be a move forever.
Oh my
God.
Pat her pockets and then run. Pat her pockets and run.
Yeah, take what she has.
No, the leader's still there. He didn't leave.
No.
He could easily grab the... Do you want to try to pat her pockets?
No.
And the leader pulls his hand out. Queen F's body collapses.
Run.
As she is dead.
I can't sell merchandise when the lead singer's dead.
So now we are just a band with a drummer and a bass guitarist.
Let's stomp him to death.
Backup singer.
Stomp him to death. He caught us by surprise.
So I'm gonna have and so the leader's holding her heart and he looks at the three of you and goes, "Hungry?
No.
Ooh.
vegetarian.
No. We just had barbecue.
No.
So what do the three of you want to do?
I'm going to take out a pin, open it up, run at him, and stab him in the eye. Ah!
Okay, roll a d20.
That's a one.
Oh, 12. You run up and you try, and then he grabs you by the throat and lifts you in the air. What are the two you want to do?
My infection is full-on alien rock suit now with, like, thrumming and everything. Peanut Butters is filled with rage because her and Queen F had a relationship we're not going to get into. Yeah, with my drumsticks, I'm going full, like, kamikaze on
So drumsticks, dog, and the suit.
I'm putting all into it. Okay. So, like,
let's roll a d20.
No, not that one. Not that one. This one.
It's a good one.
This is a good one.
Yep.
That's not a bad one. 13.
13. I got a 3. So you are able to kind of go in and you hit him with your suit and in the drumsticks.
I'm like prison shanking him. My dad taught me how.
And doing that, he drops Patty. Maxim, what do you want to do?
So I'm going to use the Pick of Destiny, and I'm going to try and make a resonant frequency between his horns and try and melt his brain with my bass guitar.
That's amazing.
Oh, are we doing any damage or anything like that?
Oh, I will. I'll get to that. So,
yeah, I'm still rolling
a d20.
Yeah. So that is a 15.
Oh, I also got a 15. Roll again.
All right. Oh, that's a 10.
15. So he's getting hit over and over again.
Like, why can't you just be at home, Dad? Why are you always gonna be on the road, Dad?
What is the modifier on the drumstick?
The drumstick is d6 plus 5.
Okay, can you roll your d6?
Yeah. Oh, no, whatever it says.
It's a 4.
Okay, so d6 plus, wait, the 4 plus 5, so 9.
9, okay, so he's taking 9, he takes 9 damage. Okay. That's what he's getting hit, he's like,
And
you're coming in with the pick.
Alien
rocks. But he's able to kind of swat you away as he's trying to, like, stop the stabbing in his side. And 20, so he's able to kind of knock you away too. Doesn't hurt you, but he gets you away. And then as the three of you have been knocked back, the rest of the cult comes in and overpowers you.
Ooh.
Takes you in. Wrapping you guys up, suddenly it is darkness because there's just too many things and figures around you. We cut to about 5 minutes later, and you guys have all woken up in a room, in a shack. Queen F is gone.
Yeah, we saw her die.
Yeah, whatever happened to her body, now you have no idea. Oh, the three of you have woken up in the shack, and hanging on the walls of the shack are photos, drawings, pentagrams, and all of these kinds of things. And you notice in the corner there's a bucket with some uncooked meat in it. And written on the bucket it says, food, underlined.
Ooh.
And you hear peanut butter barking, but in the distance.
Oh. Peanut butter!
Are there any windows in here?
The only window is the one that's connected to the door. And it looks, it's not so much a window to the outside as much as a window to a hallway.
Are we restrained?
No.
And what's the door look like? Is it like a shack-like thing? Or?
Shack wooden door, but it doesn't, like, it looks sturdy. Like you couldn't kick it open.
I'm going to look at the pictures, the drawings.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, the drugs have pretty much worn off. You guys are not
so
much high anymore.
Thank God.
What about the demon ashes that I snorted?
That's sitting in your belly.
Oh, boy.
But it did. You know what? For that, I will actually, with the demon ashes, put plus 2 to your knowledge.
Nice.
So you go from 10 to 12. So now it's plus 1 on the modifier.
God, the world is such a horribly clear place. So many hard edges on it.
I think I'd like to look at what the pictures look like.
Okay. Roll a d20 against knowledge.
So it's a 13.
Okay. Yeah. So you're looking, some of these photos are like in black and white. They look like they've been... It's not like from a newspaper or magazine or anything like that. These were clearly taken either by somebody in the cult or somebody... That kind of a thing.
Yeah. Well, what are they of?
Different things. Sacrifices, possibly past victims. There, some of them have circles around them. They indicate these were targets at one point, whether they're dead or not. And then some of them are of basically what you would call hunting photos of clearly killed sacrifices and a bunch of people pointing and smiling.
Okay, yeah, we should probably leave this place.
Coral, what do you want to do?
Do I have my drumsticks, or do they take everything?
The only thing they took was peanut butter.
No, peanut butter.
Again, you hear people still alive barking.
Yeah. I turn the bucket of food upside down, and I start drumming on it while giving us drumming inspiration to get out of here. Like it's a 10-10-10 population sound. Like...
you start to hear footsteps as you're doing that. And there's a pounding on the door. Keep it down in there!
Oh my god, it's just like that.
I said keep it down in there!
One of us is sick.
I don't give a fuck. Did you hear the footsteps walking
away? Wait.
Footsteps coming back.
You don't want a sacrifice to die before the appointed time, do you?
We'll find more.
Boy, because you are a cocky cult member, then.
Let's just all jump him when he comes in. I'll just play it louder.
That's what the plan is.
I play really loud.
Patty,
oh, I'm dying. Oh, I'm going to die before you kill me. Oh.
Patty, roll a d20.
For 18.
18.
Oh.
Roll again.
Ooh.
11. Oh. Your pleas of dying are not convincing. They're really just so unconvincing. Maxim, what do you want to do at this point?
Yeah, I guess I will just try and use my strength to cut through the door.
Through the door?
Or just kick it open.
Okay. Roll your d20.
It's a 15.
15? So you go... You kick the door, and two damage on the door. Again, it's a pretty sturdy door, but you felt a mild give, but not like it's not going to burst open. It's probably going to take a couple more real sturdy kicks.
I have an idea. It looks like there might be a bolt on the other side of that door. I'm going to pull out a snap bracelet, make it straight, stick it through the gap in the door, and... lift that bolt off.
Like a bard, I'm going to play inspirational to up her agility.
Yeah.
Okay, roll on that.
With advantage because of the inspiration, right?
Yep. Sure.
Good, because that was a 1. And that's a 5. Fuck.
You try and you put it in, and it just
snaps. On the other side of the door. Oh, yeah. No!
It pretty much like bracelets around the other side of the door. That's about it.
Shit.
Coral, do all you want to do is drum, or do you want to try anything else?
I'm going to try something different.
Okay.
First, like all of the drumming actually inspired them and inspired me too with my my wealth of knowledge that my dad shared with me. And he was like, hey, if you're ever locked in a room, check first to see if the hinges are on the inside of where you are. And if they are, then just take the bolts out and then you can just open the door. Hinges.
Okay. Roll. Roll a d20 on your knowledge.
Yeah, this is going to go really well.
I like that.
Yeah, this is going to be really sweet. It's got all that inspiration. It's 6 plus 1, so it's 7, but my knowledge is 16 normally.
Okay, we have it that you look at the door, you go and investigate, and you see that the hinges are in fact on the inside.
Ooh.
Using the power of this alien infection suit, it's excruciating while I'm doing it though. I pop the hinges out like a Pez. Like Pez. So I pop those out to then wrench the door like this.
Okay. The door begins to fall, and it hits the ground, and it makes a loud...
Yeah!
Definitely gonna get the attention of anyone who's nearby to hear it.
We did it! Rebel Hell!
Yeah. Patty, what do you want to do?
I'm going to run out the door, run around the other side of the shed and try and hide in the shadows.
Okay, Maxim?
Yeah, I'll follow Patty.
Coral?
Following the band!
So you guys run out, and you make your way around the shadows, and as you do...
Hola, compadres.
Was that it? What the heck was that?
Oh,
Did everybody hear that?
No worries. That was someone joining Twitch Prime. Thank you.
Hey.
You make your way into the shadows, and you're very hidden in the shadows. And as you do, you see the cult member, possibly the person that was like, "Keep it down in there," running up, runs into the shack. You just hear, "Fuck!" He turns around and comes running out.
As he's running out, I'm gonna stick my leg out and trip him.
All right, roll a d20.
11.
19. He hops over your foot, but doesn't note. Like, it's sort of one of those, running and you went right in the
foot. Yeah.
So he didn't notice your foot and just kept going.
I am too sober for this. This is too intense.
For a second there, I thought we'd get to stomp someone to death.
Yeah. I was hoping we'd get a robe.
And as the three of you start talking, out of the shadows falls the body of Queen F.
Very honorably, I pat her pockets.
Yeah, I'm going to see if she was hiding drugs, if she was holding out on
both
us.
What do you think about this, Patty?
This is a horrible idea.
Do you want to try to convince them not to?
I would like to make my own physical action, if possible, when possible.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to grab two little pins out my bag, unclip them so the pins are out, and go up to Queen F and pin a sleeve. The sleeves to the ground so she can't grab at us.
She's dead.
But she's coming at us as a corpse, right?
It's like the corpse kind of collapsed, like out of, as if it'd been like leaning against the wall and collapsed down.
Oh, well, never mind. I'm fine then.
Do you want to do anything else?
Do we find anything?
Also, both you rolled d20s.
Also, when I look for drugs, I also take two guitar picks and put them over her eyes.
So, waste a good guitar pick.
Yeah, but so when she is on the River Styx with Chiron, she can give him two guitar picks. 15.
15?
5.
You find nothing. So you reach into her pockets.
Like, no pull weapons. Out,
and there is a little baggie.
Ooh.
But no drugs. Ooh. It's a little piece of paper.
What does it say?
Yeah, okay, I unroll it.
What's the sign? You open it up, and it's a letter to the band saying, "I don't know how to explain this. I don't know how to get into this, but this will be my final tour with you guys."
Son of a bitch, she set us up. I slap her.
She is dead.
She deserved it.
Wait, no, I think she was leaving the band. Let's just read the rest of it.
Is that all the letter says?
It seemed to be the end of it.
He slaps the corpse. There was a friend who was simply saying she was going to be leaving the band.
Oh no!
There was an ellipsis that I was pausing for dramatic effect while reading this letter.
I have a terrible feeling I've got a contact high from hanging out with you for too long and seeing stuff. I thought that corpse was coming at us.
Yeah.
But please know, it says... I love you all. And we will forever be Rebel Hell.
Yep.
Oh, Queen F.
Lies and falsehood, it's a setup.
Yeah. I was going to say it now, I was going to have her be my first real first. But, you know,
you
just never got to that point.
We won't tell anyone.
No, what? The sober world sucks. We need to find peanut butters and we need to kill the leader. She doesn't have any weapons on her, so...
Yeah, kill peanut butters. Find the leader. What?
No! We've got to save peanut butters.
Yeah. We gotta
How
kill
is it
this
you
leader?
Were more collected when you were really stoned? I don't understand.
That's my natural state.
That makes sense.
This is the longest time I've been sober in the last 30 years. And I'm 33.
As you guys start talking, you start to hear. Alarm.
Oh, okay, my dad said alarms are bad.
Yeah. Usually.
Everyone says that. That's why they exist. There's no such thing as a good alarm.
Okay. So when they were transporting us, I have an excellent sense of direction. I get it from my dad. Yeah. I'm going to tap into my stellar knowledge of my sense of direction, and we'll know exactly which direction we should run to get peanut butters.
Okay, roll.
Do you want to just listen to where the barking's coming from, and then we go that way?
Is the barking still going on?
Oh yeah, it's all.
Let's just run towards the barking.
Okay, that's a good idea.
You guys are running towards the barking. As you're doing that, you hear over the loudspeaker, it's the leader.
Gentlemen, we have three people who have escaped. They are for tonight's sacrifice, and I have knowledge that one of them is a virgin.
Coral, this is a horrible situation, not only because of what he just said, but he just said, gentlemen, that means it's a men's club only. We need to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, no. This got real dark real
quick. It's going to be awful.
While we are...
Wait, how does he even know that?
How do you know you're a virgin?
Let's not find out.
Do you think they checked us?
Ew.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's many different levels of virgin. Then.
I was told by the soul of their dead bandmates.
He can hear us.
While we're escaping, I want to like see if there are any side doors.
Okay.
Or anything. Like I'm looking for a closet that might have like extra robes. You know, your robes get bloody. You might need backup robes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the thing is, like, this was like a shed that was outside.
Oh, it's just a shed.
Yeah, you guys were pretty much like in what could be best described as like a fairly big shed. So when you guys broke out, there's not so much like you kind of get the feeling this was probably like connected to a doomsday bunker. Like there might be something on the ground that if you lift it up, there might be like a tunnel passage.
Okay.
Something like that.
I'll look for that.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a 5. 2. All right.
So you notice there's actually like a chain on the ground. You see this chain. It looks like it's probably been buried a couple times. A little bit of sand is kind of over it, but you can still see the chain.
Yeah, guys, there's a secret chain right on this ground. I think we should pull it and see. Maybe there's a bunker or something.
Okay. Why would there be spare tires in the bunker?
Oh, yeah, we gotta get a tire.
Here's what I'm...
Quest number one, tire.
Quest 2, kill the leader. Fine. No, quest 2, get drugs. Quest 2, get drugs. Quest 3, get peanut butters. Quest 4, kill the leader. Does it sound like peanut butters is underground?
Do you think maybe the virgins they are talking about is peanut butters?
Oh, she was spayed as a little baby.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So there, you got two options. You hear the barking.
Yeah.
It's not coming. The chain could be leading to supplies.
Yeah.
Anything like that. But the barking is not coming from there. So you have the option: go to peanut butter, or go to the chain.
If there are robes down there, we can integrate into the weird club and steal a car and peanut butter and kill this horn guy.
Maybe they have weapons down there too. Yeah, right, we shouldn't go out and try and save him without some way to defend ourselves.
Yeah. All right. This is my base and your alien infection.
And my drumsticks.
Yeah.
I brought the bucket with me. Dun, 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 dun. Shh. Oh, okay. We'll pull the chain then.
Pull the chain.
Keep it with you, it might be useful.
Okay, I'm gonna have actually the three of you all roll d20 on your strength.
7.
3. That's a 14.
Ooh, 18 minus 1, so 17, but my strength is 14.
So what was it, 14?
14, 17, and...
7.
7.
Okay. So, Patty, you're up first as the lowest number, and you start pulling, and it's really not giving... And then the two of you get in line behind her, and you pull, and it comes a little bit more easily. And you start to see what is a big piece of wood essentially hiding some sand. that pulls back into what looks like a basement bunker area. Clearly man-made, though.
Is it deep? Are there stairs?
There's stairs.
Okay.
But it's deep enough that the stairs sort of disappear into darkness.
Ooh.
All right, if we're going to do
this... Do you guys still have your doobie lighters?
Yeah,
always.
Light them up.
It's never sounded less cool than when you said doobie lighter.
I don't do it, all right?
Do we smoke jazz grass?
The devil's grass. That's why we're here.
So we'll light our lighters, our doobie lighters.
Our doobie lighters, our okay. drug lighters.
Okay, you light your lighters. Do you want to, because you do still have a couple merch shirts, could make a torch.
Yeah, sure.
It's up to you, you know, like your merch manager.
Daddy, this is me.
I'm going to say no, that's going to create too much of a fire, attract too much attention. Plus, we don't have anything to tie the t-shirts to, so we'd just be holding them while they're on fire. So I'm going to say no.
Patty, roll to persuade.
7.
They're not buying it.
Okay. You can hold the t-shirts really, in your hands,
you're really precious about the t-shirts, but sometimes, you know, things got to burn.
I will grab a stick from the ground and put the t-shirt on it.
Okay.
And light the t-shirt.
So you're able to do that, and makes a pretty good flame. As you guys start to descend down the stairs.
Yeah. You do that, can I have your lighter?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Thank you. Can the three of you roll a d20 to determine the order down the stairs?
8.
8?
12.
Yeah, 11.
So it goes Maxim, Coral, and Patty is the order going down the stairs, which is good because Maxim's got his torch. It's probably good for him to be in the front. So you start to make your way down these stairs. Maxim being in the front, start to smell something.
What?
But it's not great. It's kind of a rotting smell. Do you want to be drumming going down there?
Light drumming.
We might be walking into a mass grave. Just heads up.
Should we keep going
if
then?
If you're not
or...
ready for that.
What makes you say that?
It smells real bad down here.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Oh, the sober world is so harsh.
Yeah.
You guys want to keep going down? Keep exploring?
Let's extinguish that torch, shall we? Let's just have our little lighters going.
I want to see what's going on.
You're going to show everyone where you are.
We won't save the t-shirt, Patty. The t-shirt's already burnt.
The t-shirt is gone. Okay, yeah. I will agree with Patty that if there's someone down here, we want to stealth our way by. So I will extinguish the t-shirt.
Okay.
And we'll just use lighters.
Okay, great. So you guys light. Keep making your way down. It's kind of surprising how far down this man-made thing goes. Probably about like 15, 20, 25. These stairs kind of keep going. The smell's just getting worse and worse and worse. It's like a mix of someone having left out milk, cheese, and poured it on rotten hamburger meat.
Ew.
That sounds gross.
Does anybody still feel like we're going to find robes
down
here?
Yeah. I was looking for a weapon, but yeah.
I'm starting to, we have our weapons with us. I'm starting to think this was a bad idea. Maybe go back up.
Does it look like we're almost at the bottom?
Yes.
Let's keep going. We might find some weapons.
All right.
We got to get your dog back.
My dog's up there.
Yeah, but you don't hear the barking anymore. Oh. Like, you've gone far enough down that it's...
My dad always said, never leave a dog behind.
Your dad left a lot of very specific instructions to you for almost any situation.
My dad's a rock star in the making.
Yeah, I know your dad. I once saw him get drunk with an American bison.
Yeah, he tells that story all the time.
Yeah, it ended with him breaking his leg.
Yeah, the never ride
leg
a bison.
Or his own
no, his
leg.
Own leg.
His own. Oh, you never ride a North American bison. That's something my dad always said.
All right, we'll see if that pops up in this adventure.
So as you make your way down near to the bottom, you start hearing moaning.
I'm
moans of pain.
No. No.
What is this?
Hello?
Why would you do this?
Hi, you sound like you're in pain.
No, no.
Sound like you're lying.
And then you hear like a wet.
Oh, this is the orgy. This is the orgy.
Let's just go. I don't want to be here anymore.
As you are you gonna try and turn around and go back up?
Yeah.
So I got an 18. So you suddenly see the wood go and close on top from where you guys came from.
Peanut butter.
You think your dog shut the top of the stairway?
No, it's like she's on the other side.
Okay.
No. They're gonna sacrifice her. No, she's never known.
I'm gonna go down the hallway and try and see around the corner to see who's talking.
Another. Okay, I'm gonna have you roll, Kate.
Whatever this is, I'm already grossed
out. Natural 20.
So you're very, very stealthy, able to kind of peek around the corner. And what you see is five cloaked figures on their knees, bowing back and forth. And what looks, and these giant black wings of what looks like a female demon creature, hugely pregnant, pushing out small demon baby after small demon baby. And the five cloaked men going, around her.
So what do you see?
It's really indescribable, I have to say.
Is it something normal and we're all fine?
I want to say no.
Is like the sound, is it just somebody like, you know, taking a dump and it's just like normal?
Yes, that is scientifically exactly what's happening. It's just as much of a relief when you get it out, trust me.
It's like we're interrupting somebody with like, you know, their them time. My dad always said, don't interrupt someone's shit time.
So there is a demon over there shitting out demon babies. That's what's happening right now.
Can we go now? I don't want to be here. Can we just go?
I mean, we could try and open the top.
Either that or let's stomp it to death.
You want to stomp this pregnant demon woman to death?
Does anyone have any alcohol on them?
Do you think we would not have drank it by now?
Well, it wasn't alcohol time yet. Do you have high alcohol? Like, I've got moonshine.
If you've got it, I want you to throw it in that room and I'm going to throw that lighter in there with it.
I don't like this noise.
All right.
Molotov time.
All right.
I'll take it. I'll give t-shirt. Rip off a bit.
Wait, 1 second. Real quick, before you do this. If you remember the last time we used fire against the demon, it made it...
Oh, no, that's not right.
No. The fire was not good.
Okay, well, I'm going to drink some water.
Yeah, come here. I'm at the point.
Oh, I knew you were an alky.
Burns my nose.
I've got a long straw that I put in it.
You were talking in the painting about what you're going to do.
Alcohol
here.
Break.
Take the children to the infirmary.
Somewhat, you hear what sounds like scooping and crying and sobbing and all these other kinds of things. Someone comes walking right near you guys.
Freeze.
A man in a cloak, holding what looked like five or six different demon babies.
It's got a cloak on. Let's stomp it to death.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna take a guitar pick and slide it along the floor in the direction of this demon guy that's walking towards us, so he slips on it like a banana peel.
Okay, roll a d20.
This guy's going to get fired.
18.
18, 14. So you slip it, and he slips on it. Roll again.
14.
15.
Oh, no!
And he drops all those demon babies on you.
And
they start trying to chomp and bite. What are you trying to do, Maxim?
Yeah, I'm going to play a lullaby on my bass, but one in which you sleep forever.
All right.
The forever.
Set it on a demon.
Roll a d20. That's again.
I'm using my pick of destiny. So again, I slice open my finger and sacrifice blood to it.
Cool, of course.
Yeah. That is a 18.
Oh man, what a beautiful lullaby. And what's it sound like?
It's just like doom, 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 go to sleep, doom, doom, forever, doom, doom, go to sleep, doom, 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 forever, doom, doom, doom. Yeah.
So you're playing with him?
I'm very soft. Like,
yeah. I'm going to have you roll.
Oh.
You are new to this band.
I got a one.
So the demons start to... they start to drift. And you hit one. And it's just a little too loud.
Rebel Hell!
And it wakes up just one of the baby demons who looks at you and goes... and jumps on your face. And starts just trying to clip and claw. Roll a d20.
All of these other d20s out of the way. It's messing up my d20s. Oh, 16.
16, okay. I got
a 91.
I got a 3. So as he jumps up and tries to go, what do you do?
I do a demon baby neck break.
Oh! And you are very successful. And he's
this is why I don't drink moonshine, and drugs are better.
And his body slumps, his little baby demon body slumps to the ground.
Are those baby noises?
And then you start to hear, I think so.
Oh!
And his body just disintegrates into blood. It's not so much blood. It's more lava-y as it melts.
It's not dust. It's not something I can
see. No, it's not dust. It's not snortable dust. So out of those five, you got rid of all five little demon babies. One guy did slip, knocked him out.
Okay.
But what good is getting rid of five demon babies when you just keep hearing more and more getting pumped out?
We gotta stomp the queen to death.
We gotta stomp this queen.
No!
I just need her to shut up is mostly what I need.
Do you think she's actually the leader? And if we just like kill her, it ends?
I think the babies will end. The breeding will cease.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Take these five to the to the little baby room.
Okay.
The little baby room.
Let's do the same thing to this guy, and then let's.
Me in the infirmary. Yeah, the infirmary.
Oh, so yeah. Then let's take care of the
logistical issues.
I'll cause a distraction. You run in there and stomp her to death. Deal.
I think we should all do it together.
I'll cause a distraction, then we all run in.
So there were four guys in there, so that
there
means...
Were five,
let's just do the same
four.
Thing that we've been doing to them.
Yeah.
Let's just do that, and let's like push fast forward while we do it.
I'm going to run into the room with a bunch of snap bracelets, stretch them out, and throw them like little grenades. They're going to fly through the air straight, and when they land, go tick-tick-tick, and it's going to cause a big ruckus. Throw them in.
So how many are you throwing?
20.
at all four, or just the three who don't have babies?
Or at everyone in that room, and then you guys
even
run
the
in
demon
and stop
even
the
demon
today.
Mother.
Yes,
oh,
even the demon mother.
Throw in and get everyone.
Okay, roll.
Okay, so Patty just decided to run in.
Oh,
19.
We could leave her, and this would count 12. As a sacrifice.
12.
Eight. 18.
18.
11.
11. So that's five.
Okay, good.
You knocked out the four normal men. You hit the demon mother in the face, but it didn't knock her out.
Stomp her to death!
And she turns and goes, destroy! Boo, 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 baby, 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 baby. As they all jump and make their way towards you. Blah!
I'm going to grab a teacher, stretch it out like a big stretchy trampoline so they bounce right off it.
Roll d20
t-shirts.
They have these t-shirts. Bouncy. Yeah,
why are we only selling these for $20 each?
They're worth so much more. 15.
Ooh, 15.
Oh.
So they don't so much bounce as much as think. It's a barrier, though. So they're like, ah, ha, ah, 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 scratching up against it.
Stomp it to death. Stomp it to death.
Maxim, what do you want to do?
Yeah, I guess we are just running in without a plan. Yeah, I will.
I will take the pick of destiny and I will scoop up some of the baby demon lava blood and I will feed it to this pick. And I'm going to play a sweet bass riff to murder this demon woman.
All right, roll a d20.
That is a 15.
10. Okay, what's that song sound like?
Oh, it's just like...
So as you're playing this, she's going, no! No! As her head grows and starts to pulsate in like different styles and sacks, and it's orange and red, and finally...
Go back to Satan. Go back to Satan.
As her head explodes.
Yeah, I killed that pregnant lady.
don't phrase it like that, yeah. Phrase it a little differently.
So her head explodes, and all the babies collapse.
Gross.
Yeah, and y'all are looking at me weird when I killed, like, one.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe this means...
So you have four knocked out men.
Yeah.
And all the
let's take their robes and go get your papa. What do you say?
We've been in this situation before. Let's take the clothes.
Yeah, and this is just like Toronto.
And you'll have to move quickly because the dead babies and the mom are turning into lava.
Okay, get the ropes.
Human ropes.
Yeah.
Got the ropes.
So throw away 3-year-old D20. All 3-year-old D20.
Pat the men's pockets.
9.
14.
18. I'm patting the pockets.
So 14,
18, 14.
18.
And
9.
So all 3 of you get robes. Yours is kind of burnt on the bottom, though.
Ooh, did I find anything in their pockets?
2. Yeah, you find a blade.
Oh.
Ooh.
You find
I was hoping they had drugs.
You find a little blade and put the +2 on that. Nice. That blade.
I guess we are running to the top and seeing if we can push open the...
Well, you have to choose 2 options. So when you walk down, this kind of turned into a circular thing. There is another little hall that you guys could keep exploring. There might be more. Might be a different way out. Or, yeah, you could go back up the stairs.
Well, we know it's not the way to the infirmary. Otherwise, I wouldn't have walked past that.
Yeah, that's not the baby room. As he called it.
So...
Do you want your dog or not?
I want peanut butter.
Let's go get him then.
Her.
Em.
Her.
Em. Them. Let's go get him. Non-gender specific.
All right, but I'm really worried because they closed it behind us. We might not be able to get open. If we go forward, then we might find another way
bunch
behind
of dead
them.
Babies.
Behind
the baby room.
Get behind them and get butter.
I always thought all dogs were boys and all cats were girls. Is that incorrect?
Roll to see if you can convince them. Roll a d20.
12.
I have heard that
You're
before, actually.
You're convincing.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
You know, I've always respected his privacy.
Let's go.
So, it's very real. I've only had him for 7 years.
Yeah, I am the old one here. I know of the world.
That's really true. My dad said always respect.
So we should continue going
other.
Down here as well?
Yeah.
All right.
I like the idea of popping up behind them.
Everyone put your hoods up so we look legit.
All right, let's do it.
So as you guys start making your way down...
You gotta do it, or otherwise you don't do it.
Rebel hell!
And so you guys start making your way down this hall, the new hallway.
Yeah.
It's getting darker and darker because the room behind you, the birthing room, is growing further in the distance as it dims and dims. And now it's all pitch black.
Lighter.
As you light the lighters, the walls are blood.
The what?
Blood.
Oh.
Just sloppy blood.
It's possible those babies exploded when we killed their mother. I heard that happen.
Oh, like all of them.
They had lava blood before.
We semi-saved the world by killing that one demon mother.
Yeah.
We wear this blood like it's a badge of courage. I rub my hand on it and I put it on the alien.
Ew.
Yeah.
Why would you do this?
Because my alien suit responds to the blood of my enemies.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like supercharging the suit.
So as you guys start, you keep going down the hallway?
Yeah.
So as you keep going, suddenly all 3 of your lighters start to
out.
Oh. Anyone have any gas?
No.
Not from the butt.
Yeah. Soon enough, you start to see this.
We know what gas you are talking about.
This circular light. But it's not in the middle of the hallway. It's on the walls. It starts to... around you guys.
Everyone's seeing this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are we being birthed out of a demon's vagina?
Is our life just the entire thing in a demon womb?
And do you want to keep going?
Yeah.
Soon enough, the white starts turning into different colors. Green, red, blue. And soon little specks of light start appearing in the middle of the cave.
It's a gas leak. Gas leak.
Little blue, red stars. Blue, purple, red, green. Blue, purple, red, green. Boom, 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 boom. Quicker, 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 quicker. Silence. No light. Do you want to try your lighters again?
Hello?
Are we sure we did not do drugs?
Oh, this is just like that time in Costa Mesa.
Yeah, it was that time before we got in the van.
Oh, that was a good time.
Yeah.
I'm going to reach out and see if I can feel anything.
I'm going to do my lighter.
Nothing.
Ooh. I'll also do my lighter.
It lights, but it's not as bright. It almost feels like as if a globe is encompassing the light. It can't get beyond. All you're seeing is the top of your hand.
Let's light another t-shirt on.
I do not have a stick.
Oh, damn. You just kind of hold it.
Holds a t-shirt?
Just kind of hold it out.
I want to feel the ground.
We can wrap it in a wad.
The ground is smooth, almost marble-like.
Hold it out. Okay, I'm going to wad up a t-shirt, light it on fire, and throw it down the hallway.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's fun. Sounds like a plan.
Roll a d20.
10. Well, yeah.
So you light it, you throw it, and a hand catches it.
Oh.
Puts it down. Please take a seat. As the light takes over the whole room, you're suddenly in a very nice, posh room. Black and white tile floor. And there's a man sitting there in a white suit, blonde hair, combed over. Very elegant. He puts his hand out in three chairs. Come to the three of you.
This guy has chair powers.
Oh, this is a whole world of nope.
Please take a seat.
Sit down.
Yeah, I will sit down.
Sit down.
Well.
Why did you kill my wife?
I'm sorry, I have no idea what you're talking about. We just were looking for a dog. Our dog ran out of the van. We were trying to find it. We would just get out of here.
Shh, shh. In that room, you killed my wife and my children. Why?
They attacked us
again.
First.
Then you must be thinking about someone else. We are looking for a dog. Maybe you've heard it recently.
The sober world is so harsh.
Well, bark, whichever.
He's a really sweet Rottweiler, long-haired collie mitt.
Also, wife is a construct. It is used so that men in the Middle Ages could get land.
He goes like this, and your mouth goes stitching around
your
mouth.
I deserve that.
Like sudden stitches come appear over your mouth. I'll get back to him. Why did you kill my wife?
You know what? I'm traveling through here because I'm selling merchandise. If you would like, I have this pin for a band. It's really good music. You might actually really like it. We could just grab that dog and be on our way.
I don't think that would go with my suit.
A snap bracelet, perhaps. It's only $5.
No. I find it interesting that you don't have an answer for why you killed my wife. You seem to have just done it.
No one's
the evil one.
Well, if you want to be completely honest with
No.
My dad always told me
be honest, whenever possible.
Your father's going to die in 5 years from a heart attack, by the way.
Why would you say that?
Because it's the truth.
You're a monster.
To some.
He's on a 5-year tour.
He'll see through most of it. Get the time out you can. I'll allow you to speak again.
Oh, yes, thank you.
My dad's gonna die.
We're all gonna die. Well, that's probably right now. You keep trying to be honest.
Yeah, so your question is, why did we kill your wife?
We didn't.
And my answer would be, what is death and what is life?
I can show you death.
No, oh, we don't need
you
it.
You just lead him right into that. You let him right in.
Okay, fine. You know, if she came first,
was that?
Her and the babies came for us first. Can we just go now?
They came for you first?
They came for us first.
That seems understandable. She always had a bit of a hair trigger.
This guy's reasonable. Yeah, she expelled multiple children from her womb and tried to eat Patty.
I don't know what they're talking about. These two are drug addicts. They're hallucinating all the time. I'm just looking for a dog and the way back out of this so I can sell my t-shirt.
We're just trying to get to Vegas for a concert and then go to LA for another concert.
Do you know who I am?
The devil.
One name I go by.
The Beelzebub?
Name number two.
I have no idea who you are. I don't even know what you look like.
The Black Rainbow. Gosh. The end of it all. There will never be another like me. And they will never be shut your mouth. You killed my wife. Many of you was meant to see old age. But now I figure it's probably best to take you now. Where I will make minutes and seconds feel like centuries. I will peel your skin from fingernail to toenail. I'll make you watch your bodies melt from the inside. Or I can let you leave. But you need to give me something.
T-shirt.
How do we make that second option happen?
I want your dog.
What? No!
I want something you love. Because you took something you loved, I loved, from me.
Deal.
No.
Yeah. I'll throw in a free t-shirt and a snap bracelet.
No.
Let's walk out here alive right now.
We're not giving
you
up.
You put drugs
butters.
Above your dog. You don't even care. I've got cocaine in my house. Actually, I've got weed stuck in the van. We can go back to it right now if you come with me.
You're lying. You're detailing. Peanut butter is the only pure thing that I have in my life.
You didn't even care about your
You know what? How about you just take her soul? She's got a pure soul. A demon wanted it before. How about that? You're going to give up your soul?
That pure now, is it?
I am okay with this deal for a dog's life.
Oh, no, you misunderstand.
Oh, it's per person?
The dog is her.
Oh, okay. What do you want from me?
Your base.
Oh, that is a big problem for me. That was easier with the dog.
Or option two is your hand. Your bass playing hand.
You can always buy another bass.
Yeah, but this bass has been
You don't understand, Patty. You don't understand.
University
Could I just buy another dog?
Yes, there are lots in shelters that would love for you to adopt them. That'd be awesome. What do you want from me?
Oh, you're staying. I need a new wife.
Oh, gross. Ooh. You're gonna make demon babies.
Really not interested in a relationship right now. I'm really flattered that you're considering that, but I'm actually more of a lone wolf, if you will. In fact, if you want to keep these two guys, I can just head up. There are more bands out there that I can make new labels for.
Or option two, bring me the man with the horned head.
Can we all just do that? Because she probably can't.
No! Tell you what, you keep your dog. You give me your father now.
What do you do? The worst deals! Left. He does the worst deals. Yeah, 5 years That's left. Not a deal. That's not
we
a
can
deal.
Just knock it out the park, get it done with right now.
No. My dad always said you only have two things you can count on in life, your family and your dog.
Yeah.
Tough choice.
I will give you my hand. Yep. My bass playing hand. Yeah.
And I will also get you the head of the horns guy that you gotta let me out to go get him.
I'll give you my dad after 6 years. I'll give you my dad in 6 years.
You are a terrible negotiator.
Tonight, my dear, tonight. Is it your father or your dog?
How old is your dog?
Thank you for the hand, by the way.
Yeah.
As he raises his hand up, your hand starts to... And it's very painful.
Yeah.
It starts to like break backwards. Almost fold like a fruit roll.
I thought it was going to be like a clean magic thing.
Welcome to hell.
All right, well, you're sassy.
You may go. Gone. Just the two of you now with no hand. You are gone now, too. You end up with Patty, which we will get to. Decide. Father or dog?
Mr. Peanut Butters.
Sorry, say it louder. I'm a little hard of hearing. I'm very old.
You can have my best friend in the world, Peanut Butters.
He bends down in the chair and picks up the dog. Oh, this, Mr. Peanut Butters? Don't worry. I'll take good care of him. But I'll let him know you abandoned him. You're gone. The three of you reappear right next to the shed near the chain. Alarm. Still going.
I say we get back to the road and start booking it.
You promised the devil that you would get him.
I'm
that
leaving.
Horn guy.
I got out of there. That was my goal. I'm getting the fuck down that road.
Oh, so you think that devil...
I start
that...
running.
Yeah,
start real, running?
I just start running.
Real great idea, going down the whole Maxwell.
Okay, Coral, here's the thing. We gave the devil our things. We were going to help Patty with her quest, but she has just run away.
So she's running. You guys want to try and stop her?
Well, we paid the devil his due.
Yeah.
But then that... leader guy, isn't he gonna like end the world? And then my dad dies early anyway.
No, I am not sure about
I didn't hear anything about the world ending!
I'm not sure about the tenets of time travel.
I wanna kill everything.
Okay, so...
everything's going to die. Like Peanut Butters.
So you are fine with just leaving?
I'm going to kill so many things. Just point me in a direction. The world is dark. And my soul is gone.
Oh, jeez. This is not an emo band.
Patty, as you're making your way, as you're running, they're getting further and further back, 10, 15, 20 feet. And about 3 or 4 hooded figures are running. They don't notice you, though. But you notice them.
Okay, I'm going to get low so they don't notice me.
Okay. You get low, they start running, but they do see the two of you. Patty, do you want to try and assist and help your friends that these three have passed by, or are you...
That is the signal we all agreed on.
It is. There's danger approaching.
Yeah.
It's not the police caca.
So I got a one, which means those three guys just go, bird. Trying to look around. Completely ignoring the two of you.
Good job.
Are we still in our like cultist robes?
Yeah.
We
didn't take them off.
I don't know. Depends if the devil took them or not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Alright.
But they're still, like, the robes, they don't hide the face that much. There's a degree of, like, not wanting to, like, make eye contact with any of these people. Because it's a cult, but there's only, like, 20 to 30 members. They know each other.
Yeah.
And five of them just got burned to death in that basement.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, from a distance, they wouldn't know.
From a distance, no. Yeah.
Are they so far away, or are they still coming towards us, or...
Oh, now they're like, a bird. They're trying to look for this bird.
I guess we follow Patty. There's a woman who makes deals with the devil and then runs away from them. After her two friends.
I didn't sign anything.
I'm going to walk along behind Maxim, taking me behind the cultists. And then with my supercharged alien riot suit, I'm gonna hug them and do spikes out of it to kill them. Like, giant bear hug and the spikes.
Okay, roll d20.
20.
Oh, jeez.
It happens, and it makes just the blood hitting the ground just... like, it is, there's so much gore.
Yeah, we...
The world is dead, and everything will die with me. It. It.
Okay.
Have I made it to the road yet?
Yeah.
So you guys have made it to the front entrance of this kind of ramshackle cult camp thing. To your right, there's a garage. Could have a car in it.
I'm going to the garage.
All right.
What's to the left?
A couple of tents, probably where the rest of the cults are sleeping at this point.
Yeah, I would go to the garage as well.
Alright, the garage is locked. There are windows.
I'm gonna pop open a window and climb through it.
Why don't we go find a key where all of them are sleeping? I'll take care of it.
Yeah, you're going to murder all of them.
Okay, so you guys are trying to kind of pop a window. Patty, roll a d20.
13.
Six. So, yeah, one of the windows just slides right open. You're heading towards the camps? Or are you sticking with them?
I'm standing outside the building. I'm standing just, like, right there. I'm trying to decide. If you find something that helps us leave in the garage, let me know. But let me know within the next 30 seconds. Because if you don't find something, I'm going to go murder everybody in the camp tents.
How about we both go murder everyone?
I'm okay with that.
All both of us.
So, Patty, you climbing through the window, the two of you behind her. It's dark. It's very dark.
Can I feel around? Is there a vehicle in here?
It looks like there's a vehicle covered in a sheet.
Excellent. I'm going to pull that sheet off, and I'm going to the driver's side. I'm going to open it. I'm going to feel for a key under the sun visor.
No key.
All right. I'm going to hotwire it.
All right. Roll.
Six.
18.
Oh.
So as you're trying to hotwire it, it starts making the... The two of you hear from outside.
I think someone's in the garage.
Oh, they know the name of this room.
It's not the car room.
You mean the car hold?
The car holder.
Yeah.
So what do you two want to do?
Cole, it sounds like an opportunity to quench your murderous thirst is about to happen.
Oh, thank the devil.
What?
For that. I slip back out the window, and then I'm using the cover of darkness and my own, like, burgeoning hatred of life and anything good. I slide and stealthily go towards the tents. Because my dad taught me to always go for the weakest first, I use my innate knowledge to know which tent is the weakest person first.
I'm gonna have you roll two d20s. A, if you can find the weakest.
Our drummer has turned into an alien super predator.
Yeah. That is so many things. Oh my gosh! One's a one and one's a two.
That's the odds of
you
that.
You literally
find the guy who's just lifting weights.
Like, ew.
Just shoot it up steroids.
You open a tent and you're like, I found it. You open a tent. There's literally no one in there. And then as you try to walk out, your head hits the tent top and you bring the tent down on top of you. So you're wrapped up.
I spoke too quickly about the super predator.
Patty, what do you want to try and do?
I'm going to light my lighter and look around in the garage for the keys that I assume are hanging up on the wall somewhere in here.
Okay, roll a d20.
7.
11. Your lighter's not working, but you can try and...
I'm going to feel around for...
Max, what do you want to try and do?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the... I don't need to be in character, but I'm going to say what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the side of the, like the side of the garage.
Okay.
And I'm going to, like, keep my face hidden, but then I'm going to, like, point to the guys who saw the, like, where all the blood is, the bird guys. And I'm going to be like, we saw the sacrifices running that way. And they looked really, really scared. They killed 3 people, but, like, they're super scared. They're running off in the desert.
Let's roll a d20.
Yeah. But I'm doing it as a German with an American accent, so just imagine Die Hard. That's a 13.
I got a 7, so you're pretty convincing. They're like, whoa, what happened over here?
Yeah, the sacrifices, they ran out into the desert.
What?
Yeah, they exploded our fellow brothers, and they ran out into the desert. After they killed the demon mother.
My God, all 3 of them?
Yeah, all 3 of them. And the virgin looked super virginal.
Which one was that?
It was, you know, the virgin one.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know, that one we want to kill real bad?
They turn around, start going, and then they look back at you. Aren't you coming?
It's like, no, I'm trying to fix the car. That's why you were hearing
that
noise.
What's wrong with the car? They start walking back.
You know, just regular car problems. You should go get those sacrifices, though, cowboy.
My dad's a mechanic. I could probably take a look at it. Yeah, he starts to untake his sleeves down like
that. I am a mechanic. I am a mechanic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Roll.
Roll for mechanic. Oh, boy. 6.
17. Huh. Oh, yeah, where do you work?
Mechanic land.
That doesn't sound like a real place. Let's just check this car out.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, you should open the garage doors.
So he, like, takes out keys from his pocket, opens the garage door, tells the guy next to him, go try and look for those virgins.
Yeah. As soon as that happens, I'm going to take my bass with one hand, and I'm just going to hit him in the head.
Okay, roll for D20.
Yeah. Oh, man, 7.
15. You end up missing him and going, and your bass gets stuck in the wood of the door.
Ooh, oops.
What are you doing?
Oh, there was a bug.
How big?
Like a big bug, champ.
All right, well, now we can't get the door open.
Yeah, oops.
You jammed this bass between the 2 doors.
Yeah, my bad.
Well, let's see if we can go around.
Yeah, you should do that.
Hey, there's a window open over here.
Oh, we should go get the leader and tell him.
Good idea.
Yeah, go get him. I'll get this bass guitar out. I'm just going to be like, Patty, we don't have a lot of time.
Carol, what do you want to do?
Well, I've gotten myself from underneath the tent, and I see this one cult guy, like, running away from the garage towards, I'm guessing, a specific tent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
yeah, the most glorious looking tent.
I'm like, of course.
It's got 2 horns on it.
I think that's the leader.
Like, but I'm all alone and my self-esteem has been really affected. I should write a song about this later. So I, in my cult's robe, I start running towards that same tent. I'm running towards the tent, and then I'm going to run behind it because I'm going to take that guy by surprise.
Okay, roll a d20.
5.
17. So,
that's a bad one.
you run up to try and take him by surprise. And then as you're about to get to him, he stops and bends down to tie his shoes. So you accidentally, in so much energy, ran and tripped over him as you both tumbled to the ground.
I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, because you're in
a row. I hug him. And then Spikes.
Roll a d20.
Hug Spikes.
Hug Spikes. Four.
Two.
Oh!
So he's able to go like, but it's not like quite kill Spikes, it's more like porcupine things. Like, he's like, oh god! What the hell is that?
I channel my inner remembrances, because Dad always said if you've done an action once, you can do it 10 times better. And then I do a demon baby neck break, but on him.
Okay, roll.
Six.
I got a 5.
Oh, oh my god.
So
you're tough. You start going like,
he's like, help! Help! You're like, it's taken, because he's not a baby. So it's like, there's a little more meat on them bones that you'd really have to wrench it.
Okay.
So he's like, stop! Don't! And while he's screaming, the leader pulls his tent back and looks.
Like,
what the hell is this?
He tried to attack me.
So going back, cutting back into the barn.
I'm the only female in the call.
Cutting back into the barn. What are you trying to do, Patty?
Is that the other cultist robed guy coming through the window that was open? Or?
No.
He's not there yet.
Okay, so I'm still looking on the wall for keys. Can I see if I find any keys hanging up? 19.
Oh, yeah, you find the keys. They are hanging next to a couple things. So you grab them, and what are you doing?
I'm getting in the car, I'm starting the car, and I'm slamming my foot on the accelerator. I'm blasting out this door, and I'm driving through all of
them. So right as you're leaving is when the cult leader pokes his head in, and you hit him. And go boosh through the door.
Through the door. I see you standing over there, the cult leader coming out of his tent. I drive right towards him, and I'm an excellent driver.
Okay, Maxim, what are you doing?
Yeah, so I was just at the garage, so I see all this. I guess I'm going to charge after the car.
Okay, roll a d20. And use your strength.
Okay, then that's a 9.
9 total?
Yeah.
So you're running. It's not a great run. You're doing the best you can.
Yeah.
It's
I just lost a hand.
Fair.
Yeah.
Coral, you hear the smashing, you look up, and there's the car, and it's going towards the court leader, but it's also kind of getting towards you a little bit, too.
Oh, wait, is this guy still alive that I'm grappling with?
You're still trying to stop it!
Okay. Well, using my excellent perception of trajectories, because my dad taught me how to do that, I boot him towards the path of the car while using that to springboard me back into a backflip, and I will land in a ninja pose.
Roll a d20.
You better roll high. You can do it.
Oh. Oh, 4.
I also got a 4. Let's roll again.
Oh, come on, ninja flip. 19.
2. Yeah. So you describe it to me. What happens?
Okay. At first, I was gonna rip out the guy's tongue, but since I see Patty coming at us in a station wagon SUV kind of deal, I use my neck cranking to flip his body towards the path of the car, and I aim it just right so that when the car hits him, it's going to launch his body like a torpedo towards the cult leader. I backspring back with like this, you know, aerial assault into ninja pose.
All right, this guy gets smashed by the car. All right, what do you want to try and do, Patty, the rest of the way?
I'm driving straight at the cult leader.
Straight at the cult leader? Roll a d20.
Kill him and pop his head off.
15.
No!
So he moves just in time, but you do hit the side of him.
Kink.
And he goes, oh, and rolls.
I'm going to slam on the brakes.
You do miss. Okay, so you hit the brakes. Maxim?
Yeah, what does the place where my hand used to be look like?
It looks like it's almost as carterized, like a carterized stump.
All right. I'm going to take the pick of destiny, and I'm going to jam it into my flesh where my hand used to be. And just push it in there until it's just the pick coming out.
Great.
And so I'm going to play my bass. I'm going to play something to, like, immobilize the leader so that he can get run over by this car.
Okay, roll a d20.
Yeah, which is a good
no!
one.
No!
Oh, don't touch
no. it. It's fine.
That is a 16.
I got a 2, so it's a mean lick.
Yeah.
It's really, even though he just got hit in the ribs with a car, he's like, huh? Oh.
He's really digging it.
He's jamming out, man.
Yeah.
Coral.
So he's immobilized. He's feeling the groove.
He's feeling it, man.
Rock. All right. I get down like ninja Gaiden, like this, because I'm poised to attack already.
Sure.
Yeah. And I launch myself towards him. I've got my sharpened drumsticks. I do like this. I'm doing this twisty human tunnel thing straight for his neck because I'm going to decapitate him.
Ooh, okay. Roll a d20.
19.
Ooh.
Wow.
So, this is what we'll do. You roll and they jam into his neck, but it doesn't decapitate him. But he is like blood just goes pouring out. And you jam up, breaking the two sticks into his neck.
Nice.
So it did a ton of damage, but didn't decapitate him. Patty.
I'm slamming into reverse.
Slamming in reverse, roll a d20.
16.
11.
Ah.
You hit him, and he goes over the car. So it's kind of one of those roll over the cars. Hits the grass. Maxim?
Yeah, I'm going to stomp this guy.
Stomp him to death!
Finally a rock stomp will happen.
Or roll a d20.
Yeah.
Can we get in on that at all?
We'll see how he does.
That's a 15.
3. So you stomp him, describe it, and what do you do? Where?
Yeah, I'm wearing my steel-toed boots, and I just go straight for his chest. And in a bass-like rhythm, I will just start stomping this guy. Yeah.
I love it.
Just a mosh stomp on his chest.
So he's like, while you're doing that, the two broken sticks just ever stop.
Oh, yeah. No.
I loved my fucking hand.
Coral, what do you want to do?
I see there's a stomp party going on, so I'm going to jump in on that. Like, ninja quick, I'm going to spring over there, and I'm gonna go for the legs and the ankles and the tender joints, because this guy's not going to go anywhere. So okay. Stomp party on the tender mobile joints.
All right, roll.
17.
4.
Oh, God.
So you just start stomping on them joints.
Peanut butters!
Yeah, take out all that aggression. And he's just like, dead. You have killed the cult leader.
I'm going to get out of the car. Take a snap bracelet off my wrist, make it into a long straight razor, go over to his head, grab a horn, and go 25% off, cut off his head.
Roll the d20.
Jeez, the roll. Natural 20.
The puns are perfect. 25% off.
It comes off in like just the smoothest motion. Dangling skinny flesh. Just hanging off. Through all this, the cult starts coming out, and they're coming for you. You have the option to try and get in the car at this point, or try to get the fuck out of here.
We are your leaders now. I mean, that's exactly what I was going to say. We control this.
Devil, if you are listening, we have completed our pact with you.
Roll to convince. I'm going to have all three of you roll.
11.
19.
Yeah, 16.
I got a 20.
Oh, oh shit. Oh, so close.
So, the devil doesn't show up. They are taken aback by the head.
That piece of shit devil.
But they are still slowly making their way towards you. They're not entirely convinced not to keep attacking.
I'm going to take this head, stick it on the front of the car, like a little Ferrari horse. Get in! Get in the car, start the car.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, you guys get in the car, slam the doors, hit the gas, make your way.
Double birds at the Colts. As
I can only give one bird. But it is my regret that I can only give one bird for this country.
All right. So you guys make your way out of this camp. You're on the road. The sign, Los Angeles or Las Vegas?
City of sin, baby.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm ready to try some drugs.
Vegas it is.
Yeah.
All right. A few hours later, dark road. It's only about like 3:30, 4 in the morning. Sun's not rising yet. Probably about an hour or two out from Vegas at this point. Patty, you're still driving. Head still on the hood. Coral, Maxim, you're in the back seat. Suddenly the devil appears in the passenger seat. He looks over to Patty. And he says, well, you did kill him, but it looks like you gave the head to the car, not to me. He puts his hand on your hand and says, my bride. The world turns black. Patty, you suddenly find yourself in a dark chapel in a black wedding dress as the devil starts walking down. Queen F's dead body looking at you, smiling with no teeth. The two of you notice the driver, Patty, has disappeared as the car starts to careen off the road.
Grab for the wheel.
Both of you roll.
Oh, what a rock and roll story this is.
Oh my god, the devil's such an a-hole.
You're a stickler for that.
14.
14?
6.
So Maxim, you forget you don't have a hand. You try and reach for the one with no hand.
I use the pick.
Oops. Nothing. The wheel keeps going. You got a 14. You grab the wheel, but you're on the opposite end. You're behind the passenger seat.
Okay. So I'm just holding it.
It's not the best strategy.
Right.
And you see other headlights now heading. And your car starts heading towards them.
Try to slide into the front seat to do the wheel to at least stay in our lane. I'm just trying not to hit the other car at this point.
Roll for it. Roll d20.
20.
Okay. You roll, missing that car as your car comes to a slow stop.
What the hell happened to Patty?
Yeah, I don't know.
You saw that, right? You saw her disappear. You saw, like, the devil appear, and then she disappeared.
I did not see the devil. I just saw her disappear.
You suddenly hear the car that passed you by as it turns and full speed heads towards you guys again. And you look, and in the passenger seat was the little Irish demon.
Son of a bitch.
Right before it hits you, we cut back to the church. The devil looking at Patty. I do.
I do not.
Too bad. And that will bring us to the end of another episode of Blood Curdling Tales of Terror. Thank you, everyone, so much for watching. Thank you for your donations. Thank you to our players who've done a fantastic job today. Going around the horn, Kate, where can people find you online?
Hey, thank you so much for joining and supporting this channel. As always, you're awesome, and have a happy holiday.
Jesse?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at JessKlein1. That's JessKlein, the number one.
Markia?
Twitter and Instagram at Markia McCarty. So there's a silent E in there. MarkiaMccarty.
As for me, twitter.com/JurassicAlien. Guys, thank you so much for watching. We got Honesty Hour and we got the Gauntlet tonight and Hyper Heroes. So guys, thank you so much for watching and tune in next week. Next week is the last episode of this season, Blood Curdling Tales of Terror. And if you like this, you know, let us know, let Hyper know. We want to do a season two. I got a lot of ideas cooking in my brains. But yeah, guys, so stick around. Honesty Hour's up next. And Katie Molinaro, who's also our guest who had to go. The Dead Queen F. You can follow her over at the Who. If you look in the Who, she's in the Who. She's Pete Townsend in the Who. Good for her. But guys, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next week for more blood-curdling tales of terror.